Yes, beginning with Channel One Right and the visit with Juanita, the third visit this Monday night, Friday night, the 27th of November, 1970. The third visit with Juanita. It's bedtime. Channel One Right and a new reel. The visit with Juanita about the middle of the evening or bedtime this Friday, the 27th of November, 1970, the third visit with Juanita by herself. This Friday night, the 27th of November, 1970, Channel One Right, a new reel, and this beginning of the visit with Juanita about bedtime, this Friday night, the 27th of November, 1970.
You need a little heat.
Can you put Faye to bed?
I need up front. But,
we turned off the heat today and we haven't turned it back on.
He's going hunting in the morning. Again.
Again?
Yep, he went yesterday, but he didn't get a duck.
Who'd he go with?
He went with Mary's husband, Willie. I did make
it.
Took my pants off and washed them. Dried them. Got my hair washed.
And took
she's
all the things she's done.
Busy
member
says
got
the
cake
finished.
We have done
things. I tried the sour cream cake. That was delicious.
Isn't it good?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you make that? I haven't made that recipe so much. Mama uses it all the time.
The one I made today,
I didn't have a sour cream, so I just made a regular pound cake.
Your children just eat all the time?
No, not really. They're not so bad about eating all the time.
That's good, isn't it?
You know, my kids are funny. You know what they want about 9 or 10 o'clock at night? Vegetables.
Oh, really?
And they'll go cook them a package of broccoli or Brussels sprouts or... They like the mixed vegetables, frozen mixed vegetables, and they'll... And this is the type of thing they'll go in there and cook late at night.
I think this is what...
And if they're fixing vegetables at supper, well, they'll fix two or three kinds.
Well, we have a niece who never liked cake, and for her birthday, she always wanted a watermelon. Her birthday was in August. Fortunately, you could usually get a watermelon. So she never had a birthday cake.
Watermelon.
Just a spice, sweet.
Well, one time Paul told his mother, well, she had a cook at that time. Anyway, she'd ask him what kind of cake he wanted for his birthday. He wanted a banana pudding made in the dish pan.
Who was that?
Paul.
Yeah.
For his birthday one year, he wanted a banana pudding made in the dish pan.
Yeah, that sounds more like Ralph.
So Don likes banana pudding just about as well as his daddy does.
Isn't it?
Well, Paul used to love fruitcake. And when he was over in China, this was right after the war, 45, 46. We got together, and things were hard to come by then, you know, all the ingredients. And we got everything together and made a fruitcake and sent him. Sent that thing to China, of course, limited to 5 pounds, and you had to, you know, sausage packing and all had to weigh 5 pounds. And that thing got over there, and he was not there at mail call, and his buddies got his cake and opened it, and he just got a little taste of it when he got in that day.
Yes.
That he got in on the end of the cake.
When was that?
He was in China in 46, 47. Came back in 47.
That was late over there, wasn't it?
Well, he was in the occupational forces that went over after. See, he was 17 in 44. 17 years old, and that's when he went in. And so he was sent to...
Who's this?
I don't know.
Sent over. My next door neighbor graduated from a college in China. Mary Watson. Do you know Mary?
Mm-mm.
She knows Guy. Because I guess he knows her from the library. But then she went to college over there about that time, right after the war.
Don't tell me.
I got water.
Don't tell me. Come in, Tom. Cookie says it's time to celebrate.
It's time to celebrate.
Come in.
Push it over.
Yeah.
You can get the...
Put it down. We ain't helping Mary. We got to go.
Don't tell them about it. Put it down. Or stand up. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah, lay down on the floor.
Well, let's have it.
Well, sir, cost me as much to get that old pump fixed as it would to buy a new one. So I went to Sears Roebuck and I bought me a brand new pump. And it's on the well over there, a pumping water. I done run water through all the trailer.
Yeah.
So by George, I got water.
Yes. Just get your hose and spray it around.
That's right.
You better give it a little more detail, because Juanita, you
well,
know
who,
Juanita.
Who, didn't you say that? No, I don't believe it is.
Mr. Cook and had his son, Franklin.
Miss
Patterson.
Juanita Patterson. Mm-hmm. Well, didn't you say something about just putting a well down? Where'd you put a well down? Out here?
Yeah, he didn't.
Oh, he put a well down.
Oh, yeah, in the corner.
Yeah.
And he got the, it took forever. You tell her, Cookie.
Took me a solid year to get a well put down over there.
Yes. His friends.
Yeah, my friend. He was. He said, I'll put it down. I'll just get over there next week.
Yes, sir.
And that never did come.
Who was your friend?
Louis Ivey.
I don't know.
He's new here from Owen Hawthorne. All right. I got a hold of this other fella from over at Orange Springs. He said, I'll be there Monday. Monday? He come Monday. Didn't he, Guy?
Yes, but there's two or three in between.
Oh, yeah. I just don't go into all that. I ain't got time. I got water. That's the main thing. Good
see,
water.
Louis Ivey grows melons. And Cookie brought some of his melons over here, and they're just delicious. They weren't common melons at all, was it?
No. He don't force grow them like the commercial growers do. He don't force grow his melons. He plants them early, and he never gathers his melons like everybody else has done gathered theirs.
Yeah.
And he plants his before or right about the same time.
Yeah.
Hmm. It's coming late, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
But they're good. They're fit to eat, ain't they, guys?
Oh, they're fit to eat, yes. Yeah. They taste, all these Charleston Greys are pretty good.
Oh, my goodness, sitting here without getting us some coffee.
Anyway, you cook them, grow them. But his was, they were in Charleston Greys.
Yeah, they were Congos.
Well, yeah, so you see,
my grandfather used to grow watermelons, and he grew some big ones, delicious ones.
Which one is that?
Grandpa Rawson.
You ever see any of them?
Did I see any of them? Uh-huh. I sure did see some of them.
Was that, now you know where her grandfather's place is?
No.
Up the Rochelle Road, about halfway between Mecca and the Rochelle.
Oh, he knows where Stanley lives. Earl Stanley.
Right across the road from Oak Ridge Cemetery.
Yeah.
On the other side of the highway.
Yeah.
That trailer the old home place is that little scrubby looking place behind the trailer. And that's where they were the aristocrats of this country out there, you know. They weren't wealthy, but you know they were fine people.
Well, you know, there's a place, I'm not saying it's heavy, right there close to that cemetery. It's an old house that's kind of back in the woods. It's growed up around. Don't look like anybody lives there.
Back in the woods.
It's just off the highway and it's growed up all around.
I'm trying to think of something back in the woods. What is back in the woods? Off the highway.
I mean, it's not too far from the highway, but it's not as far back off the highway as this place here. Off the main road down there. Anyway.
Well, now, where did Grandpa Rollison grow?
Where did he grow watermelon?
Yes.
There was a field that's back behind the Sleepy Hollow Ranch. You had to go back in the woods.
Oh.
Just to... a lane back in the woods, and then I don't know how many acres there is in that field over there, but I've seen some of the most beautiful corn in that field after the melons, and that was new ground when he planted the melons. There was a big field of that over there, and then he planted all of the set rail field beyond his house on the Rochelle Road. That's been planted in melons. And then the field back over there where Franklin had bought a piece of land back down closer to town on the right-hand side going out. He had that planted in melons. There's another place called the Rural Place that's back off in the woods. And, from the highway, you have to go through the woods to get to it, the cleared land. And he's had that in melons. I was trying to think of how many other places I've seen watermelons grow.
Goodness.
Of course, you're always looking for new land. I mean, you know,
mm-hmm.
this is what they used to believe, that you had to have new land. And so every year he was finding, you know, new ground to plant those melons on. But he had some huge melons.
Yeah. So that's...
But I'll tell you what some of the kids, local boys, did one year for him, though. He was going to cut a carload of large melons the next day. And they went into his field the night before. And what they couldn't carry out, they plugged.
Yeah. Well, now, that was some of his friends.
Well, you know, that was some of his friends.
Now,
but you know, now he would have given them any melons that they wanted.
Yeah, but that's different.
Yeah.
Now what is that? They don't do that now. We're trying to think of change. But now what is that? I don't quite get that. But that wasn't uncommon at all. That sort of treatment that people got. They just go in and help themselves and then leave their mark.
I know back up home, we used to raise corn, right? Back on the mountain, you know.
Yeah.
And then we cut it and put it in shucks all over the hillsides, you know. Well, we've had people come in and shuck our corn and just leave the fodder lay there. Just let it blow all over the field. Just take the corn out and leave the fodder lay. Yeah.
Yes?
Sure. And they do it at moonlight nights.
Yeah.
That's moonlighting. You heard of moonshine. Well, now that was moonlighting.
Yeah. Well, now you see, his daddy, like Grandpa Rollison, he's sort of an outstanding, he's not rich, you know, of course, but he, you know, say, now this pair of mules, horses down here, he raised, and they are just beautiful, you know, workhorses. What Mr. Eastman is the most embarrassing fellow to talk to, he asks you questions. He says, is there some Morgan in them horses? Well, all I knew is they had big feet and big ear heads and all like that.
No, there's not a drop of Morgan blood in them.
Yes. Well, he sure got me told this morning. He didn't tell me a thing. He just asked me questions I couldn't answer.
That's the same as getting your toe, huh?
Yeah, he says, what kind of pipe? I mean, what size pipe does Mr. Cook have down here? Or did he called him he. Well, I said, I'll tell you, Mr. Eastman, I wouldn't want to be too posh about this. See, I just stalled, so he went ahead and talked about something else. He knew I didn't know.
I knew it'd be wrong anyhow.
No, Sears had these single stage pumps on sale.
Yeah.
On sale?
I just took what money I could spare and went and got me one.
You see, some people can do that at Sears, but I never run into anything that's worth taking home.
I never have either.
Well, I tell you what, the best service I ever got out of a water pump was a Sears Roebuck. I ain't joking you.
This kind of pump?
Yes, sir. Just a little old, cheap, single-stage pump.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And that
it creams up there, or it's in here.
That pump up that I bought over there.
You don't have to drink that stuff. Just look at it, stir it.
This is wine instead of that. You're right.
It's as near like one that I wore out as anything you ever saw.
Oh, really?
Yes, sir. It's just a little old 1/3 horsepower pump.
All you need is one with the guts in it.
That's right.
It don't have to be big.
No, but now that see, this note here got a 3-year guarantee with it.
Yeah.
3-year guarantee.
And it's no trouble to drop it down there.
No, I can disconnect that and then take it back. I can have it completely disconnected in 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Take one union loose, and it's ready to go.
Well, maybe you better take it with you.
I'm gonna put something over it. I ain't gonna leave it out there. I guarantee you that.
But it wasn't any trouble to put down.
Heck no. We never left the station at 7 o'clock.
You all been over there?
Yeah.
You haven't had any supper.
Yes, we have.
Yeah. They had a box of French fries.
No, we had spaghetti, by golly. We stopped at Jerry's and eat spaghetti.
On the way out?
On the way out.
It's a special night, isn't it?
Yeah, 'cause I didn't know what time I'd get done.
Yeah.
I didn't want to bother nobody. I wanted to go to work.
Just got tired for doing that pump.
Well, Faye said, don't discourage him. She says, it'll be another week. Well, I said, Faye, he can't go down there Thanksgiving and get... Shorty Bean is an important man, and they do big jobs.
Oh, yeah.
They couldn't take some little country job like this. And
well, I was hanging around until you got it fixed.
Well, how did you find out about it?
Water.
A pump man, the man that delivers my gasoline is an old pump man. He works on gas pumps.
Yeah.
And they're basically the same thing.
And he would come in at the right time.
Now he come in today. Brought me a load of gasoline today. He looked at it and he told me. He said, you'll be cheaper money ahead just to go ahead and buy you another pump.
Yeah.
He said, this is a good pump. Don't get me wrong. He said, it's worth fixing up. But he said, it'll take at least 30 days to get the part because it'll have to be ordered from the factory.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to wait no 30 days.
Not after all the waiting.
Not after I waited for a year and got my well down, and then I have to wait another 30 days on a pump. I ain't gonna do that.
It's not for me.
Well, I've
already had a piece of cake.
I'd sell one of my horses right quick before I do without a pump.
What's the latest on your stallion? Good
prospects? Yes, sir. I've got some people coming Sunday morning to look at him.
For Christmas present.
for a Christmas present.
Oh, really?
That's right. If I can get one of them little girls of mine to ride him, he's sold for 2 1/4.
Well, you can get them all up there.
You mean you think
if
you might
I
not
know
get
you,
them?
Yeah, just as sure as they'll ride him, he's a sold horse, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, is that his daughter that works over at Lost Way General?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the girl right there.
She's a horse girl.
Now that girl there, she's done wonders. I ain't joking.
Yeah, she told me about the horse that she had out here.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
When did you run into her?
When Papa was in the hospital, and she saw on the end of his bed he was from Evanston, and so then she wanted to know, did I know the Mileses from Evanston?
Yeah.
Well, sure did know the Mileses.
Yeah.
She's a talker. She don't miss nobody, that girl don't, let me tell you.
Did she talk to you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we talked every day. And she worked on the 7th floor. She's one of the few nice ones up there. Wasn't many nice ones, but I can remember. I can name the nice ones.
No.
Well, let me tell you. Not because she's my daughter, but they think there's nobody like Lucy Pigtail.
Why? She don't have much competition. Last time I was up there, most of them wouldn't stop and spit on you.
Well, that's just about the way it was up there.
Yeah. Now, it may improve, you know.
No, it hadn't improved, not when we checked out of there the 5th day of November. I wouldn't go in that hospital if they told me I was going to be put on the 7th floor. I wouldn't go up there.
Well, you know,
I'd go somewhere
else.
That's
right. That's what they told, you know, you on
the
7th
floor. But, you know, Florence told me about the 5th floor. I wouldn't be any better off on the 5th floor than I would on the 7th.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No.
You know, Laura
says...
That's
where she ran into trouble with Ruby.
Laura says that it is awful the way they treat some people.
It is awful. It's
a downright sin the way they treat some patients.
Listen, I told them that. I stood down there at the desk and I told them, I said, I have never seen a man let suffer the way, and I'm just talking about my father-in-law,
mm-hmm.
the way he has suffered out here. And they stand there and tell me, well, our hands are tied. We can't do any more than the doctor will let us do. I said, I realize that. And I said, I'm not satisfied with him either.
What?
And we started making arrangements to get out of there, and we got moved to the VA hospital. But it was on account of...
Well, I'll tell you, I was over at the VA, and they're very little better there.
Well, I'll tell you, that may have been your experience, but our experience was wonderful over there. The doctors and the nurses on the floor that we
were on. Well, of course, that's been a year ago,
and
they've completely changed hands since then. They've got a completely new staff of doctors and so forth.
I have no complaints whatsoever with the treatment over at the VA. Everybody we encountered over there is just as nice as we could be.
I'll probably be back over there in the very near future.
Well, now, my father-in-law was put on a restricted ward, and, you know, they wouldn't even put a phone call through to that ward if you called up there. Well, they tell you they couldn't put a call through.
Well, that was, there they paid more attention. They was compelled to pay attention to the patients, and I think they're not like they are.
And
like
their intensive care unit is so different. It's even better than the medical center, as far as their facilities are concerned and their equipment and everything. There's no makeshift operation. Everything is a stationary piece of equipment in its place, and it's designed specifically for that purpose. There's nothing makeshift about any of it that I could see.
Well, you see, Miss Patterson was sick when he was over there, but they thought.
I thought he came for rescue.
Cookie, it was boondoggling or something to see. He couldn't hardly, it hurt so bad, he couldn't hardly survive. They thought as long as he could smoke cigars, he'd live.
Well, the room they put him in was the very far corner, the southwest corner. of the third floor, and it was so quiet back in there, you could hear a pin drop. And we were remarking about how nice and quiet it was, and the nurse came in the room, and we were talking about how quiet it was. She said, well, we were just thinking about moving you down closer where we could keep an eye on you a little better. And she said, but you would hear the television from the day room. He said, no, ma'am, I don't care a thing about hearing that television. She said, well, I'm glad we brought that up, because we won't move you. We'll leave you back here. But it was so quiet back in that room.
I was right across the hall from there on 3A.
3A? From 3D?
Yeah.
Well, that's restricted back there, isn't it?
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Of it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, they were great back on 3D.
I was right across the hall.
Well, Cookie, you know, you don't know what a relief I feel.
That's the last thing I expected, Faye.
No. We had marked off this pump for another.
I thought it was the sheriff coming up. I couldn't figure it out. Anybody else.
I said, not on Thanksgiving weekend. Nothing will be done, you know.
No.
We just, those horses will just have to drink out of that little old trough.
As of tomorrow, they're going to get their watering dropped.
Yes,
sir. Well, then the nice thing, when you all come out here for a picnic, you'll just turn the spigot.
That's right.
Well, that's really a celebration.
I won't get everything completed tomorrow, but by golly, I'll get the majority of it.
But you know it'll pump water.
I know it'll pump water.
Well, you're not hurting, huh?
No, I'm... It's good water, too.
Is it?
Yes, it's good water.
Even had a drink.
Yeah, even had a drink of it.
Well, a lot of difference in water.
Yeah. We may go down there and draw some water. We don't like this up here.
You know, it's real good water. It don't take, it's nothing, not like this here.
How deep a well do you have?
85 feet.
Through the hard layer.
And it's up about 20 foot of the top of the ground.
It's got water.
Yes, sir.
Well, I could just imagine you running around getting a jet, whatever that jet thing was, and getting
$30 for that jet. Then pay $45 to get that plumb fixed.
Now, what was that thing that Mr. Eastman was talking about that he took out?
That's the pressure control valve inside the pump.
Yes, that regulates that little pressure gauge.
That's right. Now, that has to be replaced.
And you would look a long time.
That's right. That has to come from the factory.
Yeah. You got to get the model.
That's
and
right.
Then order it.
And order it. And hope to God they still make it.
Yeah.
My luck, they'll never make no more. Yeah. They threw the pattern away when they made that.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, that sounds like a good little motor, isn't it?
Yes, got a good motor.
Yeah.
Okay, can't you swap it for something, Cookie? Can't you trade it to somebody for something? Oh, they weren't looking.
Make something out of it.
Gotta get something out of it.
I ain't gonna lose no money, cause the tank costs $45. So I can reserve, I can salvage the tank and use it with this. I'm using it with this pump over here.
Mm-hmm.
The tank will cost $45. If I'd had to bought a tank for this pump today,
it
cost $45.
That much?
That's right. So I ain't holding the bag too heavy.
And you can use this tank?
I'm using it right now. I've done got it hooked up to it.
Yeah, you talk.
Got it full of water.
You talk like the man doesn't have water.
Yes.
Got it full of water.
Full of water.
That's right.
Yeah. What are you going to use for that Romex?
I've got single 12 gauge wire.
You're going to put it underground? Oh, you're going to put it in cable?
I'm going to put it in plastic pipe and bury it.
Yeah. Plastic pipe?
Yes, sir.
That won't do it much good. Might as well just bury it.
I'll put it through plastic pipe. Then if they ever come down here and and pull an inspection on the Miles farm, they can't gig Mr. Miles.
Well, mine don't have any plastic.
I know, but yours is not single wire.
Oh, that's right.
See, mine is single wire. And it has to go through a plastic or conduit pipe.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got plastic pipe.
Yeah.
You're going to bury it.
I'm going to bury it.
Well, I didn't know about that.
That's right.
Well, put it down the way you can.
I'm going to put it down about a foot or a little better.
Yeah.
Then the plow won't get it.
No. He won't dig it up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Only electrocuted.
Oh well, man, that's fine. That's fine.
We gotta go because the kid's by himself.
They'll take care of themselves. I'm at ease right now.
You won't improve. That's my trouble. If I get comfortable, I hate to move. But I know
you
I
should have seen him yesterday afternoon. I just saw him in passing late yesterday afternoon when he was worried about this pump. He didn't look at ease then, did you?
No, I wasn't at ease. I was just ready to blow up.
Yeah.
Nothing worked.
That's one way to spend Thanksgiving. Messing with an old pump that the parts don't fit. That is a fine way to spend Thanksgiving, Cookie.
Don't remind me about it.
We really got right in the middle of it, didn't we?
Yeah, right in the middle. Right slap in the middle.
Yes, sir.
Well, you don't have any problems to solve for tomorrow, do you?
Yeah, my problem's already solved. I'm going to work them horses tomorrow. That's I'm going to put them new harness on them horses. I'm going to pull that wagon tomorrow in new harness.
That's right. And we'll put floor in.
That's right. See that? Now that's a play job. That's a pleasure job.
What kind of wagon?
It's about like a number 2 Kramer road wagon.
Oh, it's
big
fun.
Wooden spoke.
It's a big 2-horse wagon.
They go on a hayride?
With the extra sides.
I was just watching Hayride on television a little bit ago. I asked Bemaw if she remembered Paul having Uncle Will hook up the wagon and fill it full of hay. And then we all went on the hayride way back down the... That was a dirt road. The Junction Road.
Yeah.
Cross uh-huh. Creek Road was a dirt road.
Oh, that was paved since I came down here.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that road?
Miles, I was born around here and grew up around here. I can't help but remember most of these places.
Well,
we used to go to Magnesia Springs through that road.
Yeah. After I got on here, it was windy.
Yeah. That's where we went to Magnesia Springs, was back through there and take the Cross Creek Road.
They had a right-of-way, but the road was still right winded. Mm-hmm. And the trees didn't hang over it like it did. You don't remember when the trees used to...
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember when the trees... hung over and the moss hung down. Never so often we'd go to the place over at Cross Creek. You know, drive over there, Daddy drive over there.
That could be scary. After supper, sometime like that, walking along that road.
It wasn't so scary that night that we had the horse and the wagon and the hay and the hay ride through there.
No, you had...
You know, I'm gonna get geared up here one of these days, and I'm gonna have me a good hay ride.
I'm depending on that, Tipper.
He don't have any those crooked roads, but we'll rig up something. I've heard, you ever know... You didn't, Miss Daisy,
Daisy, Ben's wife.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Big Mama knows more about Daisy than I do.
Well, that's for her day, you see. She moved down here in 24 or 5, somewhere along there, 23. And she's up there on the Junction Road, on the place there where Mr. Geiger, they call him, Geiger is. And she came down with a family of farmers from Georgia, Gray, I think it was. But she didn't stay up there. She and Ben didn't stay up there but a year or two. And they came on down over here on this other road where Mr. Smith farmed, you know. What's his name?
Well, they live right across, well, where Kate lives now. Is
yeah.
That where she lives?
Yeah, where
that
she,
house.
Yeah, she came on and moved down there. She lived there.
Well, one of the niggers that worked for Big Mama. Liza. I think it was Liza. Now, where'd
yeah.
Liza live? This was Aunt Ida that lived down here, wasn't it?
No, it's Liza.
Liza lived here?
I don't...
Okay, well, it was Aunt Ida that lived down there with the Wrights.
Oh. Ida was for my time. I don't know where she lived, really. But Liza lived down here.
Well, it was Aunt Ida then that lived down the other place.
Well, now... She and Liza and Dora Mitchell and Frances Presley. Now, Frances is a little older.
Yeah, I know Frances real well.
Well, tell me about her. She and Daisy, Miss Daisy, she's talked, I've heard her, she's come out here on it. She talked about her. They would draw plants and pack magnolia leaves, one thing or another. And she said once, she said a number of times, she says, we were so happy. We were just so happy.
Mm-hmm.
And she could just tell you, she could just recall what they said. And she's done that several times, but Frances in particular. And every time she thinks of Frances, she just bubbles. She says she just talked all the time. And she says when you got home at night, you didn't need to go anywhere, anywhere. You'd been enough already. That is after out working, you know, she's out there working with Frances now. And you know, working the way they used to do it, you didn't need to have a clubhouse or anything. They had more sociality a lot of times than they'd rather go to the field and stay at home.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Now what did you see of Frances?
Oh, I saw her coming and going at the store. You know, she was in the store a lot.
Big talker?
Oh, yeah.
At the store?
She's a big talker. She's a big talker most anywhere, I guess.
Yeah.
But you'd find her.
Oh, well, better move, better go.
You going to close up tomorrow? Come on out and play?
Oh, I got to build a trailer hitch in the morning for a man. After I get that done.
Pay that pump.
Yeah, I got to make that extra $20 tomorrow. Done pretty good today. Can't complain.
What kind of jobs is Clyde getting now?
Same old thing.
You looking for shorts?
He got a tune up today, and it took him a half a day to do a tune up. Had one plug wire missing, and he couldn't hardly. He like never found out which plug wire it was. It was shorting out.
That's sometimes a nuisance.
Yeah, but I told him which one it was. I went over and picked it up.
And he wouldn't believe it.
And he had to admit that I picked it up.
Yeah.
But he ended up replacing that plug wire.
Yeah, after. A long time.
Yeah. Had a starter this morning and it was, couldn't get it to crank. Oh, he had a mess. Me and Frank, though, we hit it lucky. Fella pulled up, said, "Do you replace mufflers?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Put a muffler on that Pontiac, change oil and grease it."
Filter.
I just cleaned up a $20 bill on him right quick. Less than 30 minutes, I done got my $20, and he's happy.
He's ready to go.
Yeah. And saved him money.
He was at university.
I don't know what his name was.
Yeah, well, I work over there, too. But
don't make any difference. I got his extra 20. I got his extra 20 bucks and let him go.
Probably his last 20, man.
And he was happy. Saved him money. Went anyplace else, well, it'd cost him at least $15 more money.
Yeah.
Of course, you see, I didn't charge him nothing for installation of the muffler. And I still made $20.
Well, could you do about 10 of those a day? I could borrow some money from you.
Yeah, I could pay for another pump, couldn't I?
Yeah.
Have a spare on hand.
Put in one in every pasture.
Other people gotta live too.
Yeah. I'm gonna go ahead and get that pump fixed. Eventually. I mean, wherever they can get the parts, so they'll fix it.
Yeah.
And then, by golly, if we blow one up, we'll have something to fix it with.
Well, Lord, yes. These things are liable to explode any minute.
That's right. We'll have a spare.
Yes.
You need two of everything, don't you?
Oh, you do. Maybe we'll hand that one out in the shed.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Because, you see, I've got a pump at home. One down here. And you got two down here, see? Right, there's four pumps.
Yeah. One of them's bound to go out after.
One of them's got to go.
Well, I sure am glad you got some water, Cookie.
Well, I am too. That's a big relief. Sure is.
Big relief.
Now, if I can just find enough money to get me enough sewer tile and so forth, I mean sewer pipe and so forth. And of course, you can steal me a drum someplace. Well, by golly, I will have it made, won't I?
Yes, and you put a cabana on it and...
I can live on farming, can't I? You know, since Frank's gone, I'm going to tell you something. At home, he's irritable. Up in Hawthorne. I don't know, he just don't, he's grumpy all the time. He don't pay a bit of attention to the girls, not a bit. But come down here, over the trailer, well, he'll take them out and play with them.
Is that right?
Play hide and seek with them.
Is take
them out
right?
In the field. Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Now, yesterday evening,
that's curious.
After we eat supper, while they was getting things gathered up, you know, to go home, he took the three little girls out, took them out there in the pasture field around them horses, played hide and seek with them. They just had a big time.
Yeah.
And I never saw him do that in Hawthorne. Never have.
Yeah.
It's about every time he comes down here, he'll take them girls out and play with them. Or take them out in the field to help him.
Mm-hmm.
He don't do that at home, no.
Freeze.
Well, that's curious, isn't it? At his age, that he would notice any difference or show any difference.
Well, now he does. All he wants to do is sit there and watch television.
Yeah, at home. Mm-hmm.
No, we had radio over there. He didn't pay no attention to radio. He said, "Won't you cut it off?" Yeah.
Yeah, out here in this country. Well, now, he's always in a good humor up there at the station.
Oh, yeah. But there's just something about Hawthorne there that he don't like.
Can't say that.
Well,
I could learn to like it either.
He has, y'all have had some.
Maybe more than liking Mekinopi.
Fine neighbors up there.
We ain't got no neighbors.
They really had neighbors.
I tell you what's true. That old nigger down there lives across from me. He is more of a neighbor. And I don't know him from Adam's house cat. I don't know what his name is. But he's more of a neighbor than I have ever had in Hawthorne. That's the truth.
Arthur.
Arthur.
He's more of a neighbor. I'd rather ask him
Arthur
for a favor than I would anybody in Hawthorne.
You know, Arthur is a clever fella. He just gone to dog now. He's drunk so much of that old raw whiskey. But he had a flair, you know, and he was, he could really talk to you. But I think he's like Bootsy. He just went down fast, Bootsy did.
But now,
what about old Bootsy?
Two or three dogs following him, you see. And they mind him, those dogs do.
What about Bootsy?
She killed herself, you know, drinking. She drank herself to death.
Well, I think good. I'll see you all tomorrow. Anyway.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the news, Cookie.
Yes,
yeah.
That's the last thing I expected.
Yeah, I never thought he'd... Dad's been watering his horses.
Said what thing?
Dad's been hauling water down to his horses.
Yes.
That's why I was so glad he stopped.
Yes,
I
they don't drink much.
Yes.
But it seemed like I always let them run out. Didn't that seem? That makes me feel so bad. Just miserable.
Now they've got their own water, huh? Big Mama be wondering what happened to me. He's a mechanic, and he's got to keep him in there.
Where does he work?
He has that big filling station there, corner of the campus, university.
Oh, the bay is right up the street there, Walker.
Yeah, just that first corner.
Uh-huh.
Clyde is first rate. Old Clyde is a first rate. We just throw off on him. Cookie's good, but like Cookie said, Clyde makes more money by accident than he does working for it. That's, but they're good. They're both of them good, you know, good mechanics.
They got a good mechanic over at that American station on the corner from the campus, too.
Oh, have they?
That's where George Bentley gets his car serviced and taken care of over there.
Mm-hmm.
See, that Rambler that I have of Paula's was George's wife's car.
Mm-hmm.
And they got a chance to buy this fellow from agriculture that retired last year and went to Africa. And they got a chance to buy their LTD, and so we bought the Rambler from Don. But those people down at the American station serviced it, and everything had been done to it. They had taken care of it.
Was that one of the nice roads going out of Mekinopi? The Junction Road? I mean, in
the
your
nice
mind.
The nice roads.
Huh?
The nice roads. It was one of the winding dirt roads,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And had its problems. You run into dirt over there, sand.
Yeah, yeah.
That in dry weather you could get stuck on it.
Yeah.
And,
Now you can just picture in your mind everybody that lived along there.
There weren't too many people who lived along there. The Boyds have always lived there.
Yes.
And then there was an Adams family. She's a Duncan. You know Louise Duncan in town, whose husband was Roy Duncan. He's dead now. Well, her parents lived off that road. And then the place where the Sinclairs live. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's a shame. I heard her talking to Ramona, I could barely.
But she has always stuttered, as long as I've ever known her, and I've known her all of her life. practical.
Yeah, but I could follow her a little bit. And she was interesting. She said was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's a shame, isn't
it? Well, her mother, I don't know whether you know Maude Adams. Maude used to write a lot of poetry. And she had a lot of it published. And she submitted a lot of mm-hmm. lot of her poems.
Her mother?
But I think her mother. Mm-hmm.
Oh, really? You didn't know anybody much who read poetry or wrote poetry when you were growing up around Micanopy?
That read poetry or wrote poetry?
Uh-huh.
Maude Adams was always writing poetry.
Yeah.
No, I don't remember anybody else that did.
Yes. Maybe it's just Florida. But up where I grew up, they did. They read.
Mm-hmm.
Did things like that. That was one of the things that I found out in, you know, Macintosh. I'd
mm-hmm.
think, well, you got right literate people down there, but they're not. They're not one. Never has been, as far as I could find out.
Well, there are certain types of poetry that I like.
Well,
I like Lisa Ferret Browning's.
Yes.
Poems.
Oh, yes. Yes. Well, somebody you see in the community ought to read things like that, you know. They say, well, now this lady, she likes those right around. I mean, a community just needs
mm-hmm.
a few people like that. Now, the bars never were literary. They didn't. They just. I don't know the Barr family. The one there now has worked at the mill for a long time.
Mm-hmm. He's a bookkeeper down there.
Yeah. Well, he and his wife both are florists. I mean, flower lovers.
Yeah, she loves her yard. And, of course, all those trees, all the red bud, dogwood trees, and what have you out there. She's gone out in the woods and dug those trees up
mm-hmm.
and planted them.
Yeah.
Because Mama did a lot of digging and planting years ago, and she went with Mrs. Barr and some of the others on those excursions out to find
mm-hmm.
trees.
Oh, really?
In the woods, uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they found a few of the Grancy Graybeards. That was a real treat when you could find a Grancy Graybeard and bring it in.
Was that a shrub?
A Grancy Graybeard tree. That's a tree that has a little bloom on it that looks like a little beard when it opens up.
No.
I don't know that.
I was coming in that yard.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has some. Mama had, how many trees? She didn't have any down at the house down there, but she had one at the house that's, and there was one in Uncle Jimmy's yard. He has one over there
yeah.
in the Myers place. And there was one on the lot next to it. Because Mama had, where Lil Mary's house is now, Mama owned that lot at one time. They had planned to build there. They didn't.
Well, now.
I think she sold that lot after they moved to the Simonton house.
The Barrs are past their prime, so. You know, they're not in their vigor. What was his interest when you know when he was
golf?
Oh, really?
Mhm. She was quite a golfer herself.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're members of the country club and games. I were.
Yeah.
And I don't know under the new setup whether they still are or not. But she was a very active golfer.
Well, you know.
And she played almost every day of the week.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Well, could he make a living bookkeeping?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was office manager down there for many years.
Oh.
That was where I had my first job. My first job was working for Ben, secretary down there. It was the first secretary they ever had because he was in the office. And then I went down there in 45, the year after I finished high school, and then I went to Master's Business College, and then I came back and work down there. Decided I want to get smarter and went back to the University of Florida. And then Paul came home and we got married.
Yeah.
So I was a dropout.
Cut short your career.
Sure did. See, I was working for the English professor. A fellow named Stroop. You ever heard of him?
I heard of him, I think.
Stroup. I don't know where he is now.
Well,
But I had a student assistant's job, working 20 hours a week for him.
Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to, I don't know. You see, I don't know anything. I don't know anybody. I really don't.
Well, I would never have thought that the, you know, I don't know the bars either, but that just doesn't seem to fit, you know.
Mr. Somebody.
Well, her health, you know, she got sick, but she was very active. I mean, she was always working out in the yard and doing things, and then of course, as I say, she played golf practically every day of the week.
You know, I don't know just exactly what one of the incident in the, you know, in the present past. I'm interested just anything anybody else is. They tell on Mr. Thrasher's daddy, they tell some right lively stories, you see. Mr. Thrasher stayed in the store and his daddy was out. Handle the livestock and then one thing or another. And I guess they tell that on most merchants. And he'd let some nigger or a tenant farmer or somebody have a mule or a horse or a wagon and he'd be paying for it along. And
they get behind?
Yeah.
Then he'd go get it?
Yeah. And sell it to somebody else. Now, did those things ever happen, as far as you know?
Oh, yes. But he'd put his livestock down there in the pen, and you could go back past the pen, and you could see the livestock just starving to death and dying. You could go along the highway down there on the his pasture on Tuscarora, and I'm sure you've seen dead animals out in the field from nothing but neglect.
Yeah.
Even now, yes. And that's been going on for years and years.
Is that right? But your daddy before him did that?
Oh, yeah.
Up there at the store?
Mm-hmm.
In the pen.
Of course, he used to have quite a lot of livestock in the pens. And I can remember the days when there was quite a lot of livestock out there, mules, the horses, the cows, or what have you. And he was always selling and picking them up and bringing them back. And
yeah. You remember that? Mm-hmm. You picture that? Yes. Now, they did that up through World War II.
Mm-hmm. But I don't remember my daddy ever taking anybody's livestock on a bill that was owed to him.
Oh, that's the way he gets some of them.
That's the way he'd get a lot of his animals, is for a debt that was owed to him. And I know my daddy had plenty of money owed to him at the time he went out of business. And some of the people could well have afforded to paid for it.
Yeah.
And
well, now that's a picture though, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Woody Coleman. It's curious how those things how you pick up those things once you get so interested. He bought some horse collars from Mr. Thrasher. He couldn't find them anywhere else, you know, he didn't go that far. And when he got home, put him on his mule over there, mule, horse collar, his mule, and it just fell apart. You see, leather.
There's probably some that his father before him had had.
Yes. And he kept saying to me that he bought that for Mr. Thrasher, and it just fell off the mule. Now, you see, he wouldn't go ahead and say
that his uncle Woodard had had that trouble, you see, with Mrs. Thrasher's daddy, with that little red cart, one horse wagon that he drove to. But that's all he'd say. That's curious, isn't it? I'm not sure of that, but I think that's true.
He wouldn't tell, you know, on a bike, not Coleman.
But he said that three or four times.
Mm-hmm. But he hadn't forgotten.
That he brought that to Mr. Thrasher, and it just fell apart.
Well, I can believe it. I'll bet you he's got things there that, things that his father bought for that store. Mm-hmm. But my daddy, you should have known him. He used to enjoy playing pranks.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, even when he was grown. And one time, they had in the store that Mr. May had, they had caskets, wooden caskets.
Oh.
And a room upstairs. You go the stairway to the upstairs was at the very back of the store. Well, if you've been in Weaver's place, I guess, well, I know the stairway is still the same place.
Yeah.
And then you have to come all the way up to the front of the building, and then there was a hallway that went all the way back down, and the rooms were over on that far side. But you had to come up to the front to get to the, to go down the hallway to those rooms. Well, at the front of the building upstairs was the casket room. And then Mrs. May had canned goods stored in some of the rooms, so she was a real fanatic about canning everything she could get her hands on, you know, and she'd store it upstairs, these beans and pickles and berries and peaches and all sorts of things. Well, see if I can tell it like Betty used to tell it. They had this young Negro that they decided they were going to send him upstairs to get some of Ms. May's, something Ms. May wanted. So they'd tell him, you know, go up and look for something for Ms. May. And one of them would hide in the casket room. You know, one was going to put a sheet on and be in the casket room. So when he went down the hallway, he'd have to come back out past the casket room to get back. That's the only way he could get out, you know.
Yeah.
So they sent him up to get some pickles or something from the canned goods. And Daddy, I think, was in the casket room with a sheet over him. So when AJ got down there, well, then Daddy started moaning and groaning, you know, and shaking the caskets. And AJ got scared, and he got on his all fours to come around the corner. And back down, and when he came down that stairway, he nearly broke his neck falling down the stairs. Well, Daddy, of course, took the sheet off, come on down behind him. I think Daddy was the one that was in there. Well, and he got downstairs. Well, AJ was sitting out on the bench in front of the store, and he was just panting. And he's telling what he saw. And Daddy said, "You saw what?" And he's telling about what he saw up there, and you know, upstairs, it was a ghost up there. Hants up there.
Yeah.
And then Daddy saw Mr. May coming across the street. So he says, "You didn't see nothing. You didn't see anything up there." And, oh yes, he did. And Daddy had a hard time convincing him that he hadn't seen anything up there before Mr. May found out what it had nearly scared the nigger to death. But they took some of them one night, and this was after Paul and I were married, that after they closed the store, sometimes the boys would go coon hunting, and this my brother, younger brother, and they'd take these little nigger boys that they'd have around the store working, you know, out to coon hunt. So, and of course, little niggers loved it. They'd follow those boys anywhere